Oh,
cheers.
Cheers. Hello. Thanks for listening. We are here. We're totally awake and ready to go. This is the Richie Rich and Westopher Show.
Inside joke.
We are coming to you live from West Hollywood, as ever. We're talking about today's trending topics, as ever. And we have a sex question of the week for you. Except this week it's a little different because it turned into two somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
It cloned itself.
It did. Well,
we poured water on it after midnight.
Yes. It just like grew into a thing of its own. The sex question originally was just going to be spit or lube.
Speaking of growing.
Right. Hold on, I need a little sec. Spit or lube, although, because I think we've done spit or swallow before.
Yes,
yeah. Spit or lube, but then my fingers just kept going and it turned into lube and a condom or spit and a prayer. And then people became very divided about the subject, and I heard a lot of
third party
options. Yeah, so there was just a lot going on with the sex question this week, which we'll get to at the end of the show. We have a lot of other stuff to go over first, including some naked gay stuff, because you know we love to talk about dicks. We have
us really? No.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like a Christian political podcast. I don't know what verticals you're talking about, but
we have some celebrity shade with Goop. If you don't know who that is, stay tuned. I'm sure you do, but
and delete your memory after we talk about it.
Also, we have some shit to talk about Bill Cosby, who needs to be stopped, in my
opinion. That's always fun.
Yes. And then a very, very, very famous and award-winning actor has decided that he is going to quit acting. And no, it's not Joaquin Phoenix.
I forgot all about him.
Remember that? Oh, and then George Clooney made a whole bunch of more money for absolutely no reason. So then we'll get to some really good nerd news. People are totally geeking out about some stuff that's been going on this week. So, and of course, we'll do who do we hate, who do we love. As always. But first, we have a little shout out before we get to all of our topics. Richie Rich was showing me the very good looking shout out for the week earlier.
He's hot. His name is Rob. His Twitter handle is half_otter. And he's a fan, and we've been conversing via Twitter for the past week or so. So I want to give him a shout out.
Conversing via DM.
Well, I mean, it's Twitter. Like,
it's fun to make it sound number scandalous, you know. Which, by the way, our DMs are open.
Yes, they are all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's not all that's open. So, if
speak
you
for yourself,
wanna,
I'm a lady.
Yes. If you want to reach out to us, we're always available. I'm at Westopher.
I'm at RichieRich909.
And that's where we also host the sex question every week. So, we just post that up on Twitter as well. So, we don't do a show Twitter. I feel like that's kind of,
yeah.
Like a lot of podcasts have their own little Twitter, and I'm like,
Yeah, no, we're good.
I'm gonna tweet as me. I'm not gonna tweet as the podcast.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm. Yeah. And we're busy.
Yeah. So yeah, just I don't know. I'm not gonna do that. Yeah. But we can let our intern do that when we finally get one. Well, up front, I had something kind of serious to talk about, even though I know we don't want to get all political or whatever on the show. We try to avoid, you know, confrontation, which I think you see too much on social media.
Yeah.
However, the grizzly bear is no longer considered endangered.
Oh, good.
And well, yeah, you'd think so, except, like, literally, as soon as that left the mouths of people saying that they're no longer endangered, people were like, well, when can they be hunted?
So what?
Already.
Like, what?
Yes.
That's a thing?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's why they went in danger, because people were fucking hunting them.
That's,
among other
people reasons, are idiots. But gotta get them.
Mm-hmm. They weren't being protected anymore. So, how fucking stupid is that?
Extremely.
Like, oh, great. Well, they're not endangered anymore, so how soon till we can hunt them? How soon till we get to shoot them? Guys, I can't. Why? It's like America.
Because America, exactly.
There are plenty of places where hunting is, it really makes sense with the environment. Like, mm-hmm. I think I was mentioning a while ago on the podcast where, like, I know my cousins and stuff have hunting licenses, but the deer herd gets so big that it either A, becomes a danger on the road because they're crossing the road, or they then starve to death in the winter because there's no food for them. Mm-hmm. So it does actually kind of fit part of, you know, the circle of life for them to be hunted. So but what do y'all hunt a grizzly bear for?
Not a damn thing. Nothing.
And that's just dumb.
Ugh, this country's so fucking stupid.
It's just dumb. What, also, because you can shoot a grizzly bear and it doesn't just die.
Like, no, exactly. Like, they're big motherfuckers that are full of muscle and mass.
And they have a huge bone in their head.
Yes.
So you can shoot it in the head.
Yes, and it doesn't.
Could ricochet right off. Good luck.
I hope they all get eaten by grizzly bears.
Well, I hope anyone trying to hunt them does. Assholes. So, anyway, that's what was up front, and I just thought that was...
stupid.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And it's also, like, when you look at the real numbers of it, I think, like, Yellowstone was saying their population went from 105 to over 700. So it's not like there are just a ton of grizzly bears.
Yeah.
That's a very small community still. Jeez. Let them fucking breathe.
All bear lives matter.
Yes. Hashtag. Oh my God. It's terrible. All right, then. That leads us to our next topic. All right, peak grizzly bears soon.
Right.
God. That leads us to our next topic, celebrity shade.
Good. Just what I've been waiting for. Mm.
Well, the week started off with, I guess he's out, right? Milan, what's his fucking name?
Oh.
Milan Christopher?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's out.
He's out, rapper, he's out. Whatever.
Whatever he does.
And he's on some show. And he's like a
hip-hop. Was on some show.
Some reality show.
Mm-hmm. Love and Hip Hop LA.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. If you can't tell the stain of my voice, I'll get to that later.
Yeah, Richie Rich is already getting shade. So he decided to show the world that it's okay to show your peen and pose for Paper Magazine. Completely nude, and basically talked about how that's what he was doing, was showing the world that, like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh,
yeah,
well,
that's what he was doing.
Thank you for that.
It's exactly what he was doing.
We needed your personal permission.
Definitely a statement.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I gotta say, just judging from the photos and having absolutely no clue who he was until this very moment.
Like most other people.
Yeah. it worked. It got my attention.
Yeah.
Because it's a nice penis.
Great penis, yeah. Not a bad looking guy, great body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Richie Rich, tell us.
yeah, that was a great cover up for a clear sign for a call for attention.
Well, whatever.
I have history with this, well, not this person, but with his now ex-boyfriend, Miles, who was on the show with him as well. They were the first black gay couple on a reality show.
Okay.
As far as Love and Hip Hop goes. And I'm very close with Miles, extremely close. We actually hang out every couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. I'm sipping my wine here.
And I've also known about Milan for a few years.
Yeah.
From people around the way. He's actually Berry Gordy's nephew, who was a big time Motown executive back in the day. He's very thirsty for attention, which we're giving him right now on the show, so you're welcome. he's also thirsty in more ways than one, and he's just not my cup of tea, to be quite honest with you. Hmm. I'll go ahead and say that.
Not a fan.
Not a fan at all, but I mean, great body, great dick,
nice,
handsome guy, just not the greatest person in the world, but you know?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Well, he's now given everyone permission to pose naked So
I'm glad that we all have his permission now.
Yeah, I do hope that everyone follows suit with that.
Yeah, he also was very vocal this week about not being invited to the BET Awards.
Why would he be?
Thank you, because the rest of the black gay community didn't think that it was fair of BET to not invite him to the awards. I'm like, what is he doing?
Did he have an album or something?
No, no, not at all. Nothing. Well, that's my thing. Oh. And I said, if this were some random reality show chick,
yeah,
spreading wide for something who had nothing to promote and was complaining about BET or any other award show not being able to accommodate her being there, no one would blink an eye.
Yeah.
But because he's black, good looking, gay, has a nice body and a giant penis, all of a sudden they should definitely have him on there. Why? He has nothing to fucking promote. He's not anyone. He's no one. He's the nephew of someone who used to be someone huge in the music industry, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's gonna come out with a song.
That's, you know, good for him.
We'll see what happens. Stay tuned.
I won't.
Paper Magazine is known for doing their nudes, famous nudes with, quote-unquote celebrities, or at least mm-hmm. reality stars. They were the ones that did a big shoot with Kim Kardashian when yeah. she was all greased up. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of known for this.
Yeah.
You know, it's not so, like, groundbreaking for them to...
No.
Although I can't say I've seen a lot of male...
No.
Photo spreads
yeah.
where you see all the guts.
I mean, I like the spread. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a hater. I just don't particularly like the person that's in the spread.
Mm-hmm. Well.
That's all.
Bold choice to go full frontal there. Yeah.
Bold, bum, whatever word you decide to use. It's great with me.
Whatever
Next
works.
Next topics?
Yeah. Well, this one I threw in there because I thought it was... so completely ridiculous, and it's NASA versus Goop. So Gwyneth Paltrow has this company that sells, I don't know, various like Moonbeam products and
$100 t-shirts.
Know, this Moonbeam dust will put you to sleep at night and illuminate whatever. Anyway, they sell all this crap that, you know, I can't even. There's anecdotal evidence at best that it even functions, that we know, at all, and probably a ripoff at best. Well, they're selling these stickers that are supposed to, like, replenish, you know, whatever's, I don't know, depleted in your reserves. And I'm trying...
What in the rich white lady hell?
I know, right?
I can't.
It replenishes your reserve. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they're just a sticker. And you just stick it on. And then in the description of these stickers, they were saying that they use the same carbon material that NASA uses to line their astronaut suits to monitor body functions and vitals. And NASA was like,
she lying.
Actually, no. We don't use any kind of carbon material in our suit. That would be way too probably heavy for the entire yeah. suit. And if we did, it wouldn't be used for that. So it's like smack them down.
Good. Good for you, NASA.
I know. NASA is like not happy.
Clapping back.
Yeah.
Like, no, bitch. Actually.
Okay, NASA.
You're lying. Take our name off your shit.
Webster's Dictionary. Like, all of these, you know. It's hilarious. So anyway... because you know the Webster's has been like tweeting back at the fucking 45. So anyway, I just thought it was hilarious. And then they just, all they did on the website was change the description. Or they just deleted that part.
She gets on my nerves. I can't.
It's that whole like shady side of it as though, you know, someone, and it's never like a deal on any of this stuff.
No, she sells a fuck. She recommended a $99 white plain t-shirt like mm-hmm. 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Come the fuck on.
Yeah, no.
Seriously.
Yeah, no. But they say a fool and their money are easily parted. So some people just got more cash than sense. Whatever the fuck it's saying is. I feel like this next topic is I mean, I have to shade it a little bit, but also how fucking sad. The news about Carrie Fisher this week and her autopsy report.
Oh, yeah, that was...
They found ecstasy, cocaine, methadone, and heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, this is someone who had collapsed on a plane 4 days prior.
Yeah.
Had gone to the hospital. Then, what? Went on some kind of bender? And then
I
died?
Guess. Jesus.
I mean, that's the part where I'm just like...
And claimed to be sober for so long as well.
What were you thinking?
Like, yeah.
Oh my God. But also fucking sad because she's had such a long history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like it's something that you can just go, oh, well, I'm cured.
Yeah.
And I'm sure having a lot of pressure with Star Wars coming back up.
Yeah.
And being back in the spotlight, unlike she had been for many, many years. I'm sure that had to have led to all that. So it's like, on one hand, you're like, it's all just disappointing.
It is.
You're like, girl.
It's like, it's one thing for someone to die of something that was not preventable, but to know that something clearly could have been prevented.
It also pisses me off because it's like, who was around her?
Yeah.
You know, no one like that.
A bunch of yes people.
Completely by themselves.
Her star was about to rise again. And you know damn well there's a whole new team of people around her.
That's true. They're probably...
And then to put her mother through that as well is also... really sad.
Who then died.
Yeah. Like what, a week later or something like that? Yeah.
Well, like a couple days later. So the whole thing, fucking sad and tragic.
Yes.
Ugh. Carrie Fisher.
But still, rest in peace.
Oh, I mean, of course. You know,
She died having fun. I will say that.
I guess so. I feel terrible for her daughter. Because it's like, you know, I'm sure to hear that is really hard.
Oof.
Okay, so here's something that's been in the news, and I can't, like, I gotta stop trying to wrap my head around all of this. Bill Cosby.
Who?
Bill Cosby.
Who?
Yeah. I'll say it again, but I'm afraid he wouldn't hear. Some kind of boogeyman.
Yeah, don't Beetlejuice him
here,
please.
Just enough wine where, you know.
We might just get
wouldn't notice if it tasted roofied. A little funny. So, Bill Cosby's been in the news, I mean, not to make light of this shit, but Bill Cosby's been in the news because he's been charged with, like, 60 fucking counts of sexual assault, where he habitually drugged women and then had sex with them. Now, he has once been convicted, and then the most recent one was, like, they were deadlocked or something, or there were, like, two that couldn't come in, and... So they declared a mistrial, so he's going to be retried for that, and it's this whole fucking epic saga. Ugh. Well, now his legal team is saying that he's going to start doing town halls about sexual abuse and how the law works so that you don't get tangled up in a sexual harassment lawsuit. That is the most dark-sided, fucked-up bullshit I have heard in my life. Like, you're actually going to basically hold, like...
classes what, on how to get away with shit.
Is this at the Learning Annex? I mean, Jesus
Christ. It's how to get away with murder, real life.
Oh, what?
Literally.
The fuck? Who would even think such a thing up, number one? But to... Oh, Jesus. I can't. Like, I can't wrap my head around it. I can't wrap my head around how fucking
insane and stupid
insane
is
out
this?
Of your mind you have to be to even conceive of such a thing. And who was like, oh, you know what, Bill, that sounds like a great idea.
It sounds great. We'll book all the tour dates.
His lawyer. Because, as his lawyer said in a statement, you know, just brushing up against someone's shoulder could be sexual harassment nowadays. Like, no, actually drugging them and then having sex with them.
That's
is
sexual assault, not even harassment.
Oh, just the audacity of people. Just people who are never wrong. It's beyond me. It's beyond me. Why can't it be more like Law and Order or CSI where they admit to the crime at the end of the episode
and then
they fucking go to jail.
You get convicted and there you go.
Oh no, I splashed wine on my phone. Ah, now wine's on my leg. Oh no, what's going on? Okay, hold on. Let me just make sure I'm not pausing the episode here.
Right, are we good?
Yeah, we are.
Are we still recording?
Oh my god, you guys. So, like, a couple weeks ago, we accidentally paused the episode, like, right in the middle.
And it's not our fault. It's the fucking app.
Yeah, the app does change all the time. So, sometimes if you press
the adds buttons
wrong shit,
and functions that we don't even know about.
So, we totally paused the episode. Accident. We just, like, kept talking and talking and talking. It's like when you're on the phone with someone and they...
You're rambling on and they drop off. Yeah, that was us. So now, y'all dropped off and we kept rambling on.
Every time something happens, we're all fucking paranoid that the recording has been paused. So we're like, Okay, so fuck Bill Cosby, and yeah, I hope he dies. So, whatever. Asshole. I thought of my friend Kelly this week, who is a royal watcher and commenter. Mm-hmm. When I read an interview with Prince Harry, that's the hot one with the red hair.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden hot, mind you. I never thought he was a hot one before at all. Then all of a sudden I was like, whoa, I don't know when...
he got hot.
The other one became the non-hot one, and he became the really hot one. But I'm here for it.
Yes. Yeah, he's definitely the hot one at this point. The so Prince Harry says no one really wants the crown that the...
We'll take it.
Yeah, right? Which I guess apparently that the queen like technically owns all of England or something, like all the land or some shit. I don't know. Someone was trying to tell
me. I'm confused by their situation.
Someone was trying to tell me that the other day, and I was like, I don't know. I watched The Crown.
No, I think that they are just, I think it's just a celebrity situation at this point.
I'm like, I watched The Crown, and they didn't say that. So I don't know. But apparently Prince Harry is saying that as far as that monarchy goes, as far as having any connection to the parliament anymore, because I think there's only connection now is just, you know, as a figurehead or just as a... they don't have any say anyway.
Yeah.
So his contention was like, they're already doing all their good works. They're involved in these charities. They do all the stuff, not just, you know, in the UK, but really all over the world.
Yeah.
And that's really what they all wish to continue doing is their charity work. So good for them. Go Prince Harry. But it could be the end of the month. As we know it. I mean, there'd still be princes.
They're basically the fucking Kardashians at this point. Come on, let's be real.
They, you know, Will and Kate have had like 2 kids now, 3 kids, I don't fucking know.
Have they?
They've had at least 2. So there's already,
I'm so behind in
there's
everything.
Already little princes and princesses running around. So there'll still be, you know, dukes and this and that and all that shit. But apparently they will not be a queen or a
rooks
king
and knights and whatever else on the chessboard.
Exactly. And meanwhile, speaking of the queen, she personally vowed to protect LGBT people in the UK and
that's sweet.
Their rights were
good for her.
Yes, a little sauce.
We moved to London already.
I love London.
Our country sucks right now. Can we just go abroad for like a year or four until he's out of office?
Yeah,
that'd be great.
I tell you what, I really loved when I was in London. I actually was there, I felt long enough to get a good sense, because I was there for over a week, and I felt I was there for like long enough to get a good sense of like where was, like what was what in the city.
Yeah.
Like what areas were this and what areas were that, and you know, I took the train everywhere, the tube everywhere, and
bet you did.
It was just so, yeah.
I can resist inside.
I rode a lot of tubes while I was in London. And, yeah, it was, I don't know. It really was great. Such a nice place. I can't speak for the rest of England since that's the only place I've ever been. But
well, hey.
Good enough. Well, let's see. What's up next? Oh, yes. So, do you guys remember who Daniel Day-Lewis is?
Barely, but yes.
Well, he's an Oscar-winning actor. I think he was in that Last of the Mohicans or some shit. He's always in, like, those really long, really sad, really acty movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was in that There Will Be Blood or...
Anything very dramatic.
Anything super, super dramatic and long and like really, really acty. Well, Daniel Day-Lewis is going to quit acting. He's done.
Bye.
It's over. That's traumatic. Okay.
I mean... Yeah, that sums it up.
Okay.
You did not pause your phones right now, guys. That was actually us having a thought about the situation because we don't really care.
And so stop making movies then.
Yeah.
Bye.
There are very, very few times that we are both in lost for words, but we're like, and okay.
Whatever.
That's a thing and it happened.
Yeah.
Moving on along.
Yeah, we'll see. The last thing I had for Celebrity Shade, and this kind of came out of nowhere, although I did know that George Clooney had a tequila brand.
Casamigos.
Yes. He sold his tequila brand for $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. And it's him and two partners.
Right.
So I don't know if it's split up equally or how what their contracts say, but it's still a shit ton of fucking money.
Oh my God. Like, how much did they invest
in? And he's only had it for, like, 4 or 5 years. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's not that old.
No. It is very popular, though. People ask for it all the time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the time. And it's not a bad tequila. That's the thing. It's not like Patron where it's fucking shit and...
Oh, yeah.
Vidal Sassoon or whoever the fuck hair person owns that shit. No, I think it's Vidal Sassoon.
Oh, really?
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, it's some hair person owns Patron. And it's all marketing and it's shit tequila and it's... But no, Casamigos is actually decent tequila. Mm. But I think the whatever company makes Ciroc, which Diddy owns.
Yeah.
I think Jim Beam and something else bought Casamigos, so.
Interesting.
Good for you, George.
That is a lot of fucking money.
That's a ridiculous amount of money.
He don't need that money.
Right?
Why?
At all.
It's so unfair.
Like, what do you... Like, I feel like
I'll
if I made
start a tequila brand,
yeah,
because I don't know, I'm bored.
4 years later, I'll sell it. It's fine.
In between my multi-million-dollar, you know, big budget Hollywood films, whatever.
I just feel like that much money. Like I wouldn't even like. I think it becomes just a number to you. Like remember when you were like a kid, like a teenager, and you like had your first job. And $100 seemed like a ton of money to you.
Sure.
And then a few years later, $100 was nothing.
Right.
It's like, and it's like, oh, I have like $3,000 in my account. Like, well, whatever. Like, it always like grows and grows and grows. And you're like, eh, whatever. Fuck $50. I don't give a shit. I think that that's what it must be like for him, drunk at Jessica Simpson.
Oh, my God.
I think it's just like, oh, that's a number on my account. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, they're doing something right. I mean, I can't really hate on them too hard. But it also does just seem like...
Come to the show and donate.
Yeah, it just seems like such an effortless, like... You know,
I'm going to start a fucking GoFundMe for us.
With one breath, I just decided...
For the hell of it.
I'm going to start a shoe company and, oops, it's worth $1 billion. Or like, oh, I just decided. I like tequila, so I'll start a tequila company. Oh, it's worth $1 billion. Like, what the fuck? Hard-working people. Left out in the cold.
And their teams.
Oh.
Of the non-hardworking people.
Well, whatever. Whatever. It is what it is. You know what it's time for?
Us to get rich?
Yes, for sure.
Fast forward 3 years from now.
Yes.
Like, yeah, so we just bought a whiskey company. It was great.
I totally would, actually.
Intern.
Yeah.
Where's my wine?
Where's my... Find my personal assistant.
We like Ab Fab the fucking podcast.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Not a bad angle, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to blow it all on hats, gloves, and shoes. All right, it actually is time, aside from that, it is time for our next topic, which is...
Nerd news?
Nerd news!
Yay!
Yay! Oh, that's my favorite. I always love me some nerd news. Okay, were you a big fan of the... I know you watched the X-Men cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a big fan of Dazzler in the X-Men world?
No clue who the fuck that is.
I don't know who that is.
Is that like an offspring of Jubilee or something?
She had the powder power to convert music into like energy bolts or some shit like that.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm slightly intrigued because I love music, so I'm slightly confused.
It was something about the music or sonic waves, like specifically music. Okay. And she was on roller skates and she kind of had like this disco costume.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she was introduced in the 70s, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Yep. Knew it. Okay. Yeah.
Big Farrah Fawcett hair, you know.
Good for her. Well, and hairspray.
She is a fan favorite. I guess she never did appear on those X-Men.
No, cartoons. I've never heard of this woman.
Now that I'm thinking back, she is going to appear in the X-Men Dark Phoenix saga.
Oh.
And fans of Dazzler are, of course, like really, really happy because she's been in the comic books for so long. Mm. And then other people are like, who the fuck is Dazzler?
Like me.
Right. They don't really see where she fits in.
I'm so mad that Jubilee has not been a main character in any of this. Period. She was in a fucking classroom scene for 2 fucking seconds. In, I think, the first or second X-Men movie.
Oh yeah.
And that was it. And
you know, it's such a popular character. And what I find really strange is, like, now she's like a fucking vampire or some shit.
What?
Yeah. She's like a... She's
what?
Like
huh? Jubilee? Like,
yes.
What? Okay.
She's like a single mom. And
oh,
like
Jesus.
Her.
Are you...
Yes.
Why did he ruin this character? Let her be great.
She's like a single mom.
I love her fireworks and her yellow jacket and her butch-ass haircut and bandana.
Yeah.
I don't... Now I'm just mad.
I don't...
But anyway, continue, I'm sorry.
Well, Dazzler.
Let me look this bitch up.
You have to Google her because it's... I think for fans who have the nostalgia of remembering her, they're really into it. But then when most people are looking her up, they're kind of like...
Well, I normally like them bringing people that no one has really heard of, like Black Panther. Was not a huge,
superhero. Dazzler was around in the X-Men. She was introduced during the Phoenix Saga, and I think the Dark Phoenix Saga, one of those. So it does seem...
Like, I enjoyed, like, the underdog hitting shine, don't get me wrong, but... Yeah. She looks like fucking Jim.
Yes.
From Jim and the Holograms.
She does look like Jim from Jim and the Holograms.
But I mean, she's cute.
Well, we'll okay. see. She'll probably have a very minor role, but we'll see.
I mean, meh. She looks like Jim the Holograms, who I love, but I'm also not impressed by this person. But good
in
for her for getting the part.
I don't know. It seems like it's getting a little hokey now.
I say good for her, I guess.
Well, the nerds everywhere are all excited about it. So
good for them.
Okay, and then we have a Wonder Woman update.
Yeah, of course.
I mean...
Why wouldn't we?
Why would we not have a Wonder Woman update? big sip of wine for this one, because everyone can suck it! Not only did Wonder Woman have a huge box office opening, and then it broke records, but it continues to break box office records. It is now the highest grossing live-action film directed by a woman. So yes. I don't know if that means there's like a Toy Story movie or something that was directed by a woman that would gross more money or what. I don't know if that, because they're not saying the
actual movie
all
that,
time.
Yeah.
They're always saying live action. They're always quantifying it that way. So, and I don't, we don't have The Intern yet.
Yeah.
So
yet.
We don't have any of those facts, and I just don't care to Google it. So there you anyway, go. They're doing just. I mean, smashing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I love it. I love it. I have to go see it again.
I'm down.
I've only seen it twice.
Only?
I've only seen it twice.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on, Wes. What kind of fan are you?
I know. So, I definitely have to go see it again. But, yeah, I'm glad that it's, like, going really, really going strong. Because I thought, like, it might have a big debut and then, like, fade.
Fall off. Yeah. No, it was good. No. Everyone I've known that's seen it was very, very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I've known several people that are going to, like, see it again have seen it again. So,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, they're not even, like, Wonder Woman
fans. And Wendy Williams has been pumping it up because she's a huge Wonder Woman fan.
Oh, really?
Oh, you didn't know this about her? She's no. like you.
Oh my god.
She literally has a Wonder Woman mug. Mm-hmm. People send her Wonder Woman shit all the time. Her office is covered in Wonder Woman merchandise. She's been covering this movie the entire time. She was thrilled when it did well. She saw the movie. Yeah. She is a huge Wonder Woman fan and has been since she was a little girl.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, I'm sure we'll be bringing you more Wonder Woman updates as we go on the podcast. I love how, like, it just because we should just have a segment for Wonder Woman.
Right.
Basically, just have our Wonder Woman segment. All right, well, we're flying through it this week. I don't know if we're just, like, on a buzz from the wine or if we didn't have as many topics as we normally
no,
do.
No, celebrities weren't that interesting this week.
I know, that's true.
Not a lot of shit happened.
Yeah. Yeah. It, Pride's still going on, so yeah. I feel like that's happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I don't... one little last Wonder Woman bit.
Oh.
So, do you know what came out recently, like, I think Monday, that Gal only got paid $300,000 per Wonder Woman situation, including the feature film.
What?
Yep.
So she got paid that was the a same
big,
amount?
That was a big uproar. When she signed her contract, she got paid $300,000 for the Batman vs. Superman movie, which I understand it was a very, very small situation. But then also for her own movie, and then also for her appearance in Justice League.
Yeah. What?
Uh-huh. There's no word on if... There's been rumors saying that she could, like, renegotiate her contract after the movie performed. However, that is what's standing right now, is that she got paid $300,000 for all three movies individually. Right. So, not even $1 million.
And she's getting, like, no back end.
No, yeah. Probably not.
Yeah, because she's not a big...
Because she's... Yeah.
Even though they're making toys in her likeness.
Exactly.
Can you imagine not getting paid off a ship that looks like you?
Yeah, Power Rangers, the TV show.
They're like, sorry,
we talked about that plenty of times in the show.
We own you, bitches.
Yep.
Don't even try.
Stand there and have your fucking shape, your fucking face carved out to be into a doll. Yeah.
Yikes. Wow.
So hopefully she can renegotiate.
Yeah.
And get some type of back end or something. But yeah, that is... Yeah, that hit the internet, I think, on Tuesday this week. Her contract's leaked.
Whoops. Well, I would have thought for the feature film she would have gotten a
lot. Absolutely.
Substantially more.
Yeah.
You know. I could see where...
Like, I can understand...
Batman vs. Superman, because
she wasn't
role.
A big actress.
It's a very
and,
minor role in that, you know, that. And
yeah.
She doesn't have a lot to do with Justice League. I can even see that. Especially since they did all three and filmed all three and kind of back-to-back. But, I mean, she has to realize she's been at least working for the last 3 years or whatever. But I would have thought for the feature...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, allegedly she signed a contract to where she was getting paid $300,000 per film.
What... That's just bad reps.
Yeah. Which, I mean, still isn't that because you have taxes, you have your management to pay.
Okay. Yeah, they're taking
whoever's 20, representing you.
20% here, 15% there. Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that she can renegotiate and hopefully that's in her clause.
Yeah.
If not, then I understand signing away for something just to be part of something bigger and furthering your career about however...
I mean, the thing is, it's, like... She is now...
It's always a gamble, though. You know what I mean?
It is a gamble, but the thing is, she is Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And if they're going to continue the Wonder Woman franchise after this, then bitch better get paid. I hope.
Oh, she least, fucking better. Yeah, especially after the movie's performing now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe that
Which
was
maybe
gamble.
That was part
maybe
of the thing
was
as well.
Maybe that she was willing to risk.
Yeah, and,
you know,
and maybe
like,
that also was part of the situation because Wonder Woman was kind of on the fence as far as being successful or not.
Yeah.
Like, how our audience is going to take this. So, I get it, but I don't.
I get it from a certainly...
I mean, it's a lot of money for, like, the average person, don't get
sure,
me wrong.
Sure, and from a performer standpoint, you're bringing this
yeah.
to life, and you're, like I said, working for the next...
Yeah, and you're doing minor roles in two films and then one major film,
right.
But
it's, like, from the studio's perspective, like, they have so much money. And they're spending so much money. Like, you know
they don't care.
But they spend so much money.
They do. Like, that's the thing.
Why not try to secure your talent and, like, really...
Because they want money they can spend on random shit that might... that they can,
they don't need to.
Yeah, that they can hopefully, on a hope and a prayer, gain more money on.
Dang.
Yeah. But well, continue.
Well, so sorry, gal. Better hold out for Wonder Woman 2, bitch.
Right.
All right, that means we are on to who do we hate, who do we love?
Yay!
This week, Richie Rich. I'll let you start with
who do I hate?
Who do we hate?
I hate bitches who have no fucking common sense. And yes. And you know this comes with a story per every week.
Of course.
So I had someone that I work with. He was less than smart this week. Mm-hmm. That decided to call out for a friend's birthday. And ended up posting pictures of herself in Vegas.
No.
All 3 days. Not only that, it wasn't even a normal call out. It was I'm in the emergency room, yada, yada, yada.
God.
2 hours later, and now she's fired.
Oops.
And wondering why she's fired.
Because you're dumb, bitch.
Like, how... How less than smart do you have to be? I mean, if I'm even remotely sick, like I have a twinge in my throat and I happen to call out, which I don't ever do, but when I do, and I happen to feel better that night and a friend is from out of town visiting and I happen to go have a drink with them, I'm like, no pictures, no tag me, don't do anything with me at all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here in the moment. You will not put me on social media, period.
There have been a couple times that's happened.
Yes.
Where I'm like, I have to...
Things happen.
I legitimately have to call something off, but then later I'm like... Oh,
okay, I feel better now. Or something comes up I can't miss. Okay.
Sure, but I'm not even tweeting. I'm not even Instagramming.
Yeah, no, like, mm-mm. Don't, yeah.
Keep the cover up.
This bitch tagged people, geotagged herself.
Girl.
People, be smarter, please. Just be smarter in what you're doing. We get it. Things happen. And then don't over-exaggerate. Like, I'm in the ER and blah, blah. I'm like, really, you're in the ER? Really?
No.
Just say my boyfriend broke up with me.
Yeah.
I mentally can't come into work today.
And then don't post shit on
Facebook. I'm like...
Dumb bitch.
So that's my hate. Because people who are less than smart and just can't... And the bitch just bought a new car too, so...
But I mean, in a way, it's also like, don't get any smarter, because that way it continues to be so easy to clock you.
I mean, I need to know that I'm smart, so I guess you people still keep existing, so there's some type of barrier and grade that we can rely upon.
It is kind of amazing that stuff people do.
Who do you hate this week? More car accidents, right?
No, but it is car related.
God damn it.
I hate...
What'd you do?
No, I hate people who tell me how to fucking drive. So I went down, I was running some errands, and I was by the veterinary clinic where I take Kitty, who, she's not on the bed tonight, I think she's underneath, she goes behind my Wonder Woman shrine.
Oh, I'm like, where is she?
No, she goes like, my Wonder Woman shrine is cat a corner, and so there's this little triangle open, and she goes back there.
Okay.
She crawls, there's like a secret space she can crawl under. It's very, you know, superhero-esque. Secretly crawl back.
It's her bat cave.
Mm-hmm. But, so that's where her kitty's special food. I have to buy her special food for her kidneys. I've talked so much about this cat. I'm sure you guys all know that she's on a special kidney diet. And she has to have an IV, like, every couple days to give her fluids and all that stuff. And I have to, like, stick her with a needle and... Anyway, I'm parking my car, and I am going to turn around and pull into the driveway, and the post office guy literally stops, as I'm, like, backing out, just stops his little mail truck right there on the other side, the opposite side of the street, but still, like, as I'm backing out, so I can no longer just back out. I either have to do like a 50 fucking point turn in the driveway, or so I was like, no.
Yeah.
I just like laid on my horn and I was like, you're moving. Get, not.
Yeah.
No. And then the woman at the house in the driveway that I was pulling out of, she was like apparently literally waiting for this package because she came outside as soon as she saw the postman. She was like, oh, well, you can just turn around. I think he's got my package. I'm like, he'll get you your package.
Yeah, that's like, his job. That's going to happen regardless.
They are not supposed to block the street at all.
No.
They're supposed to either lay off to the side in a red zone, they're allowed to park in a red zone, or they're supposed to be on the curb, or they're whatever. They're not supposed to be in the street anyways. Let alone parking on the opposite end of a open driveway. Like, what? I hate people. And then when they tell you, like, oh, well, just do this. No! First of all, I'm not a good driver. Don't fucking yell at me. Second of all, I am not going to try to get my car through this precarious situation. You move your shit.
Yeah.
Give me space. Give me a lot of space.
Exactly.
I only have a Honda Civic, but for Christ's sakes, get out of the way. Give me room. So it just pisses me off when people tell me how to drive, especially when it's a situation where it's like, no, like I shouldn't be the one to.
Yeah. You fix yourself.
Ugh. Okay. I hope she got her damn package. All right.
I hope she didn't. Actually.
What do you love this week?
I actually have two loves this week.
Ooh, okay.
I'm all kinds of lovely this week. My first love is, I love the show Claws.
Okay, yes, yeah.
It is a brand new show on TNT, of all places, which I haven't watched in fucking years.
Oh, I know. I forgot they even existed.
Yeah. It actually stars Niecy Nash from Reno 911 fame, and she's done God knows how many other things.
She's done so many things.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ashley Carrucci Tran, who was Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend, the one that just got a restraining order against him because he's a psychopath. I thought it was a
that crazy moment.
I thought it was going to be a cute little show about a nail salon.
Oh, no.
And no, it literally is about a nail salon with a backstory. All Niecy wants to do is open up her brand new salon in a different location that's like in a different part of town.
Okay.
It's pretty whatever. But they're doing illegal activities.
Yeah, they're just using the salon to fund it. Front.
Exactly. Yeah. There's sex, there's cussing, there's nudity.
There's drugs.
There's drugs, all kinds of shit going on in the first episode. Mm-hmm. So I'm hooked. So I love it. And they've already, after two episodes, been picked up for a second season.
Oh, that's awesome.
So good for them.
I'm glad for her.
She's
fucking great.
She's done everything, too. She's so hosted great. Little shows. Like
She was on like the Home Improvement Network.
Yes! Like doing like makeovers for people. She's acted. And I love that she got this role because she actually spoke out about it, saying that people view her as a comedian, which she is. But she said it took her a lot of meetings and talks to push to people that even represent her to be like, I'm not just this person. I can do drama, I can do comedy, I can do a lot of other things that you guys aren't seeing in me, and she does it damn well.
The scene that I saw was where her and a rival drug lord or whatever get into a fight.
Uh-huh.
And they physically battle and, like, fall into a fucking pool or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, he's, like, punching her in the fucking face.
Uh-huh, it's a lot.
And it's, like,
she's
actually so good.
She's very good.
Believe it.
I was hooked. Yeah. I was like,
she's good.
Everyone in that show is an amazing actress. And actually, one of the girls is a lesbian, like Chola type of character.
Yeah.
And she was the Hispanic nurse on Scrubs. And it took me like an hour to even realize who the fuck she was. Because they uglied her up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She's in like two like pigtails, no makeup,
okay,
totally walking like a dude, total stud. Yeah, and I was like, wait, what? That is her, okay. And barely has any lines because her character's not supposed to speak.
Oh, okay.
Really, she says like a couple lines here and there, or laughs here and there. She loves music. She dances a lot, things like that. But yeah, Tune In the Claws is my new favorite show, alongside of Daytime Divas, which I've talked about in the last couple of episodes.
What else do you love this week?
My other love is Janet Mock, who I had no idea who the fuck she was until this past, I think, Tuesday's episode of Wendy Williams. I'm watching the show. It's just on the background.
Yeah.
I see this beautiful black woman eloquently speaking about her new book, yada, yada, yada. Maybe 4 minutes into the interview, Wendy asked her about being trans. And my jaw dropped. I never would have guessed.
You're like, what?
I didn't know who this woman was.
Yeah.
I was just so enamored by her aesthetic and the way that she spoke and her just vigor and her story that I would have never guessed that she was formerly a male.
Wow.
Ever. She's great. She is a best-selling author.
So she's writing a... She has a book that's out now.
Yeah, she has, like, I think two or three, actually. Oh, interesting. Yeah, and she's just a beautiful woman. Very well-spoken.
Yeah.
Very great energy. Like, I was that captivated in not knowing who the fuck this woman was.
Right. And then you're like, oh,
I was like, wait, did they just say...
Here.
I had to rewind. Yeah. I was like, did they say trans?
Wow.
I'm like, wait, what?
A lot more going on.
Huh? And yeah, she has a beautiful husband.
Yeah.
And it's all about her career. Her husband's
okay,
very supportive.
She's
and
a girl boss.
She's living the life. Yeah. Like, completely gorgeous. This is her. You guys can't see this at home. But
wow, yeah.
Yeah, and she sounds just like a woman. And it's, there's just... And not that that's, you know, pumping her up any more than if she would have sounded
right
more like a man or looked
but
more like a man.
But it just added to your surprise.
Oh, absolutely. Because I was already just enthralled with this... woman
well, you know
on
what's,
the screen. I was like, who is this person and why is she so well-spoken? And like, I'm just so captivated by
that's
her words.
The thing is where when someone is an interesting person, whether or not they're trans is like...
Yeah.
It becomes the backstory.
She was just
so
interesting to me.
Going on,
which is very
right?
rare for someone that I know nothing about. Usually yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't know who the fuck this person is and I'm turning off. But I'm just like, who is this woman?
Mm-hmm.
She's so assertive and just, yeah, so that's my second love of the week. It's Janet Mock.
Strong women of color this week.
Yep.
Richie Rich. Well, I parked my car.
Continuation.
And so here's my thing. Here's how I handle like people that I don't like anymore, instead of like getting in confrontations or... I mean, he did say he could move his car and I did honk my horn. But mm-hmm. I was also like, as I was honking, I was like smiling and waving. So I just kind of like play dumb, like, oh, can you move? Sorry. Like, And so like I waved and I was like, thanks. And like all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Just fucking whatever. I don't... Why get in a confrontation?
Yeah.
When I can just be like, thanks. Thanks for moving.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, yeah, you better move. Whatever. Who cares? Like they moved, you know?
Yeah.
So I parked my car and as I'm walking up to the veterinary clinic, I see this woman, you know, it's very common along that block to see people mm-hmm. with dogs and whatever, taking them for like a little waz before they go inside or whatever. And I see a dog with, I'm sure has three legs. I'm like, yeah. Oh, dog with three legs. And then I'm kind of catching it out of the corner of my eye and I see another dog on two legs.
What?
And I keep walking and because I'm like brisk, you mm-hmm. know, my pace is like brisk, because even though I'm trying to be nice to the people I just honked at, it,
yeah,
like runs out. So I'm like walking, and I was like, was that dog just walking like a people? And I turn around. I'm not fucking kidding. And the dog is on two fucking legs.
Did it only have two legs?
It has
or no?
little like flippers for arms.
Oh,
so it never developed front
yeah.
paws. So it had very like
oh my god, that's
Tyrannosaurus
adorable.
Rex.
Yeah,
paws.
Oh my god, that's adorable.
And was literally like hopping around.
I would name it Rex.
And walking around. Her name was Ruby.
Oh.
Because I stopped.
Should have been Rex.
I stopped to talk to the owner, and she was like, yeah, they found her in the trash because
oh my God.
She was born with the flips, mm-hmm. and so they just discarded her.
That's so horrible.
Awful, right? And here's this dog walking on its hind fucking legs.
I love it. Like hey, bitch, yeah, I'm still here.
Like, what's up? Like, hopping around, like, walking around, hopping around. I mean, it was unbelievable because it wasn't awkward or strange.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't falling down. Like,
yeah.
She was, like, in control
strutting.
Of her shit. Nope.
That is great.
Yeah. She didn't use those front paws at all. She just used her back legs.
That's amazing.
It was a small dog.
Yeah. But still.
I was like, holy shit, that is amazing. And just the... And then the other dog with three legs, I was like, oh, she stole your thunder, didn't
right?
she?
Right.
But I just thought, how incredible is that as an example?
Yeah.
Of just... perseverance mm-hmm. and you know how we care about our pets and what they mean to us, and you know this woman obviously because
yeah.
you know she was also walking around and pooping
yeah.
at this time and
yes.
she needed to be guided a little bit so she didn't step on
it
her
happens
poop.
Yeah
you know, like there's a little extra care
yes.
that goes involved. was involved.
Exactly, I'm sure.
A dog with two legs. But I was like, that is fucking incredible. It really was just such an inspiration. I was like, oh my God.
Have you ever done anything that required you to go outside of your comfort zone as far as mobility goes at all?
You know what's... it's such an interesting topic because when I was in college, my best friend, someone that I still consider myself very close to, mm-hmm. Had a neuromuscular disorder called Friedreich's ataxia and was in a wheelchair.
Oh my goodness.
So, and yet at the time I was in the ballet program.
Oh my gosh.
It's like...
You did ballet?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So it was like, here I am,
using your entirety
surprise,
of your body.
Surprise, obsessed with the mirror and my lines in the mirror and all the stuff.
Yeah.
And I would get so upset when I couldn't do a, triple turn.
Yeah.
And then here's, my best friend who...
Oh my gosh.
Can't stand up without some assistance. So,
that's crazy.
That definitely opened my eyes a lot to... Because coming from a small town, I had very little interaction with.
Yeah.
I was very ignorant to all of that. Mm-hmm. But Wright State University has a huge program for disabled students.
Okay.
And the entire campus itself is handicap accessible. And it also has an underground system that connects to all of the, what do you call those spaces where you live? The dorms?
Yeah.
To the...
God, we're old.
To the university. I know, right? I can't even think of...
What are those pods that people live in now?
Yeah. So they were underground. You could go underground.
Really?
And get... So you never had to go through the snow. You
That's
never had
amazing.
To go through... Yeah. Oh, around the entire campus. And That's it just, like, awesome. Leads you up through... Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It was such a great... Because, obviously, you use it if... I use it all the time. And I was like, it wasn't
built
just...
Yeah, you ever hook up in there?
It wasn't just built for, used for the disabled students, but it was such a genius idea.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that some other
time. Mm-hmm, exactly.
I knew it. I heard that question.
No, I actually, I think I was like 6 or 7. I broke my right wrist. Because I was in gymnastics and I was a very active child and I was swinging our tree in our yard. We had a duplex at the time. Had a perfectly, horizontal branch that I would swing on.
So, yeah.
My cousin would push me.
Yeah. So you'd like practice on
the Yeah.
Place. Yeah.
Well, he kept pushing me and I told him to stop and I ended up losing grip on the backswing.
Whoops.
And then flipping twice backwards and landing face first on the grass. Well, our neighbor had a broken chair that was some reason in the fucking yard.
Yeah.
That they had discarded of, but not the chair leg. And my wrist flipped over it perfectly. Broke my wrist. It was in a perfect, lowercase N shape.
Ouch.
That whole thing happened.
Yeah.
And I actually taught myself how to write with my left hand.
Oh.
Because I was so young.
Okay, yeah.
Now I couldn't fucking do that shit at all. I'd be like, I know what the fuck I'm doing. But,
use my phone.
Yeah, but I was... I could write with both hands for the longest time. I can't do it now.
Yeah.
But, that reminded me of how... quickly you adapt to
you
things.
You do, yeah.
When you don't think about it, I guess. Mm-hmm.
I broke 2 toes on my foot once, and I had to, I wouldn't say learn to walk again.
Yeah.
But it was like I couldn't really put weight on that foot.
Mm-hmm.
And then there, I do remember an acting exercise that we used to do at Wright State, where we actually, one of us was blindfolded, and the partner had to direct the other person around the campus. So some stuff like that, but I've never broken anything major or leg or arm or anything like that. So
just my wrist. But I in hindsight I was that's crazy. I didn't realize that, because to me I I have to go to school.
Yep.
I have to write.
You gotta do what you gotta do,
and that was that. So I learned how to write my left hand, even though I was right-handed for fucking 10 weeks or whatever, however long it was. But I was like, that's actually...
It's such a...
weird how your mind works, your body works, to adapt to things that you don't think about.
disservice to people that are differently abled.
Yeah.
To not recognize what they have actually accomplished.
Oh, yeah.
If you were in a fucking wheelchair, or if, like, your arm got torn off.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you got caught up in a fire, mm-hmm. or if you, like, whatever, you know, because a lot of times I think we react kind of as a society and, like, ostracize people because they are different.
Yeah.
And we don't know how to interact.
Yeah.
And I used to see this happen with my friend all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, obviously, if you're in a wheelchair, you fucking know you're in a wheelchair, and you make jokes about it, and you whatever. Mm-hmm. And going around with her, yeah, you would do adapt to it. Like, you get used to helping her into the car and putting the wheelchair in the trunk and doing mm-hmm. all this stuff. But, like, there would be times where I remember one time we, like, parked, and she could, like, open the door and, like, stand up by herself and, like, hold the door in the car and then, like, get ready for the wheelchair. Mm-hmm. But, like, there were these people, like, just eyeing us so hardcore, and I remember just flipping the wheelchair out of the trunk and opening it up and sitting in it and just wheeling myself around.
Oh, my God.
Just to them. So it's, like, I feel like we don't tap into we have so much fear of either, like, offending somebody or, you know, we don't want to be too, you know, I don't feel like a lot of it is necessarily malicious. I think a lot of it actually is, like,
I think
we
a lot
don't
of it
know
is shock
how
value.
To interact. We don't know what will offend somebody, or can I push you, or, like, first of all, don't ask someone in a wheelchair if you can push them. Just let them, they got it. Unless they ask you, they're fine. Don't try to lead somebody around who's blind. They'll ask you. So I think we overreact in that way, where we stumble over ourselves. And if we just, like, scaled it back and really recognize, like, what a fucking achievement it is for so many people who are disabled just to go through their daily life. I mean, imagine just being, just having one hand, or...
Oh, I always imagine if I were in some accident randomly and I have no legs or no arms, I'm just like, how would I get around? How would I live my life? What would I do, actually?
And that doesn't change who you are.
No, I'm still me.
Your brain, how you think.
One less appendage.
Right.
You know, but...
Any of that stuff. And I think it sometimes also can be easy to think, like, oh, well, if someone's disabled, they're also, like, somehow mentally disabled.
No, they're not. They don't have a right arm.
Yeah.
What do you fucking do?
No, I saw that a lot of people either speak very loudly.
Yeah.
Or, like, weird stuff.
Yeah, like, you're like, no, they're missing your finger. Calm down.
Like, what? I don't get it.
Yeah.
But I guess the only way you can really, and for me, you know, being on that campus and being around so many people
who are,
you know, like I said, various disabilities or whatever, was very, very eye-opening, you know. And so kudos to Rudy the dog with only two legs.
Aww. And let's get to the sex.
It is time for the sex question. We are just a little over on the hour, so our timing is could not be more perfect. And this week, I originally was going to ask spit or lube, but my fingers kept typing. And I said, when you smash, do you, and again, you can always get involved with the poll on Twitter if you follow me at Westifer. I asked, when you smash, lube and a condom, or spit in a prayer? Now, I suppose I could have put other options. I probably should have. Daniel.
Well, hey.
Daniel said, who his Twitter handle is I'm Pretty Though. Daniel said, what about lube, no condom? Duh. So I did throw that out there as option C.
Okay.
Someone else was like, I wish there were more options. This feels very prison sex.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Poison. And then Victor said, spit is sexy, but lube is a must. Which is kind of like, I was trying to go for that, like, okay.
Yeah.
Which one is, you know.
Exactly.
Which one do you essentially
prefer?
Spit or... But it did become this thing about condoms and condom use. And we haven't talked about this a lot on the show.
Yeah.
I may have mentioned that I did go on PrEP. So I'll get to the results, and then we'll kind of unlock this piece by piece.
Sounds good to me.
Remember, it's all in fun, you guys.
Yes.
All right, so 68% said lube and a condom.
All right.
Good for you, audience. 32% said spit and a prayer. I would imagine, given the responses, it probably would have been a little more split with lube and a condom versus lube and no condom.
I'm sure.
So that does lead me then to, okay, so first we'll go lube or spit. Because I had a conversation with a friend of mine who was like, I don't even use lube anymore. They just want me to spit on it.
Oh, God. And
I was like, really? Richie Rich, what do you think? Lube?
Spit? Lube?
Right?
Like, I'm so- yes. The like, more the better.
A little spit is fine to get things started.
Yeah, with the lube. Right. Yeah, I'm lube all the way. I'm sorry. Like, I, on both situations.
Yeah.
If I happen to be bottoming, which doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's fine. I need as much lube as possible. When I'm topping, I need to have lube as well. Yeah. Like, it just, it makes everything flow better.
They go hand in hand.
Yes.
So, yes, pun for intended. Myself as well, lube, I will tell a fun lube story. I recently, I actually have several, but...
I'm sure.
Okay, so one time I had a bunch of lube on my hand, and I thought I was reaching for like a towel, but it was a kitty. and then I had fur hand, because she's always... like
that's the best ever.
So there was just like it was just like fur
lube and fur.
There was just like a fur hand. Like it was like a part werewolf. It's horrible.
That's hilarious.
Recently, recently I bought this lube that's supposed to be like, because I like the silicone based.
Yeah,
that's just the best one. Sorry, yeah. Water based. It gets really sticky. It's really
it thick. Does.
It's like weird. Well, I bought one that was like a hybrid that was like silicone water-based.
Okay.
I was like, well, it's silicone, so obviously, you know, maybe the water-based is just when you use your spit. You reactivate it. Oh, no. This shit is from Wet. It is the, like, goopiest, sticky. It's not even like KY. Like, it is so...
What?
It's awful.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Don't get the hybrid, you guys. Which I found out...
Noted.
You know when you find out, like, in the moment, you're like, oh, yeah, I just bought some lube.
Yeah, and no. Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you're, like, squeezing it, it's, like, pouring out, like, molasses.
Oh, my God, that's obnoxious. Oh.
Like, what the fuck?
God.
No.
Wait, do you use lube when you're jacking off, yes or no?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, I can't.
No?
Unless I'm using a toy, like a fleshlight.
Yeah.
It actually dumbs it down for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have to use lube.
Huh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, otherwise it gets too raw. It's like,
Wow, okay.
Not that I'm like going out like a jackhammer or something. I'm just... it's just very sensitive area. The sensitive area.
Oh, God.
So... since we... okay, so obviously, like, spit was just, like, a very small percentage. But since we did kind of open it up a little bit to the whole condom, no condom, you know, spit in a prayer.
Yeah.
I know a lot of guys are on PrEP.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, everyone has kind of their own... you have to determine what...
is comfortable for you.
Right. Although, there are people who have become HIV positive on PrEP.
Mm-hmm.
Same as with condoms,
yes.
You know. So, opening it up then to that, I will completely admit for myself, as much as I advocate condom use and I do practice it, I would say there's definitely a percentage of the time that...
yeah.
There's no condom.
But you are on PrEP as well, so...
yes. Yes. And I also... I will fact check a bitch. I will know your status. Like,
we don't have an intern here, but we have an intern in our private lives.
Okay. No. Show me the receipts.
Yes.
If you've been tested recently, Everyone just
bring him out.
Take the picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
Show me the, you know. So, yes, I know my partner status before we hook up.
Yeah. And
yes, it has. I'm becoming. I feel like kind of a hypocrite in some ways.
Uh huh.
Because I've always really, really, really strongly advocated condom use.
Yeah.
And I still do.
Yeah.
It's just that. You know.
It's nice to have a backup plan when things don't go the way that you plan them to, I guess. Am I wording that correctly?
Yes, but also, like, okay, so what's wrong with if you're with someone that you know and
yeah.
you're comfortable with and you know their status?
That's a different story.
And they know your status.
Yeah.
Then what?
As long as
like why?
Is someone's not straying away and
right.
you're both taking extra precaution, then
it's
oh well.
Also, it's like, well,
yeah.
there's really not a risk there. There's not necessarily a huge risk factor.
No.
And I do see where, because, you know, condom use and barebacking and all that stuff, like, barebacking has kind of become like a fetish.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because for a couple of decades, it was really,
mm-hmm.
really, really, like, almost like looked down on
yeah.
or, you know, judged or, so naturally, of course, people,
mm-hmm.
you know, can you even tell the difference when you have sex with a condom and without a condom? A, do you have sex with a condom? B, can you tell the difference?
I try to be as condom-friendly as possible.
Yes.
There have been a few times that it slipped up, but I also don't... I'm the rarity of the gay community. I rarely, rarely ever have anal sex unless I'm in a relationship with someone.
Yeah.
Or unless something happens to happen. I'm not perfect. But typically there's a condom involved, and also typically on the top. Yeah, I haven't got barebacked bottom in, since I think I was married, actually, which was fucking 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But
it's different now.
Yeah, exactly. Things have definitely changed. Science and medicine have
the world
become our friend.
That certainly has
it's
taken over,
eliminated a lot. And even not only
there
that, but even people with HIV, with my friends, I had to educate them on this earlier this week, my female friends,
mm-hmm.
Straight, because I was like, oh, like, yeah, like, if someone's undetectable, that means this, that, and they're like, what does that mean? I'm like, that means that someone can have HIV, but their viral load is very, very low, and it's basically impossible for them to transmit the disease.
Mm-hmm.
There is a chance.
Yes, 100%, there is, but it is a very, very low.
Yeah, it's slim to none that they will.
Especially
on either side.
The HIV virus isn't like as communicable as other diseases.
No, and people think that HIV equals AIDS, which is it is not.
No, there are two different things.
Yes.
But they're related.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like one condition
because
leads
AIDS
to the other.
Results from HIV
right.
being not taken care of. But yeah, now it's so different than it was 20 years ago, even 10 years ago. And yeah, their minds were blown at the fact that undetectable even exists. I'm like, yeah, oh yeah. I'm like, you can have HIV, but it doesn't mean that you will get HIV from being with someone.
Oh, straight girls.
Well,
I had to explain to someone what PrEP was the other day. Because I was having, because it hasn't been a super long time since I've been on it. It's been mm-hmm. like about a month or two.
Yeah.
And one of the side effects, and I knew I was going to get this because I always get stomach aches when I do anything. One of them was like stomach aches, and then another one was like sore muscles. Oh, my body was like really aching.
Achy.
And I was telling a friend of mine, I was like, oh, I'm on this medication. I know that I'll be fine in like a week, but
yeah.
my muscles are just really tired. She was like, medication? What kind of medication are you on? I'm like, oh, I'm PrEP. No idea.
No clue what it is. Yeah.
No idea. What it was at all.
Yeah.
Or that it was available.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh.
Like, we talk about being in our bubbles, like, geographically here.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also socially in our bubbles as well. I mean, like, for instance, like, most straight people don't get tested regularly. They wait for something to itch or something to leak, and then it's like, oh my god, I have to go to the doctor.
Or something to stop.
Yes!
They're like, oh,
we go
days.
And get tested regularly for the most part, as far as the gay community goes.
Right. Well, that's another thing where I feel like, okay, so you know, so much has changed with in the past couple of years in the gay community where using a condom in WeHo.
Yeah.
Like, I had a friend come down from Toronto who was like, everyone that he even talked to on Grindr or whatever was like not even negotiating safer sex whatsoever. It was just like all barebacking.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, condoms are not even on the table anymore.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, they're all mine. So.
But it just, like, it, I don't know.
But you fact check, though. Like, that's a different story.
No, that's true, but it's also like, do you just blindly trust everyone because you're on PrEP? Or...
No, I
mean, we always
don't.
Say, like, you should have your own parameters and you should decide what's safe for you.
Whatever works
for
you.
But it's also like, it is everyone that's on PrEP actually educated about it? Like, do they just presume that since they're taking this pill every day...
And are people who say they're on PrEP actually on PrEP sometimes?
Exactly. That I guess that's the underlying thing for me, where it's like, okay, like, yes, I'm on something that quote-unquote is 99% effective. Yeah. Does that mean I'm just going to throw all of
absolutely not.
You know, everything to the wind and just, like, bend over and take loads, like, all
day?
Yeah,
no.
Like, no. I'm just not. I'm busy, first of all, but it's
also we have like, lives.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a condom guy. Whenever that does happen,
yes,
I'm a mostly oral guy. To be honest with you, I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
If anal happens, it happens.
If I'm it a does, condom guy too. Safe. I think one thing about condoms that really misses the mark with the gay community is I've had encounters with people before where they didn't even know I was fucking wearing a condom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or it's like,
people play the excuse, it doesn't feel as good. No, you can't.
Especially
with, I mean, a cheap ass condom, maybe.
Maybe. But a really good
get
one.
A good
like
one.
A crown or something like that.
Like, come on.
Yeah, try the crown. That one's really good. But, it's like, it doesn't really change that much.
It doesn't.
And especially, if you're at the bottom. Like, you...
Yeah.
No.
No. Like, you probably just used a dildo 2 hours ago.
Right.
With no condom. So, what's the difference?
It's just, I don't know. It's weird to A, there's just not that much difference. But B, it's just like, why... like, there's a whole sanitary thing.
Yeah. It's just...
You know?
I say protect yourself, live your lives,
be safe.
The area
can be prepared for intercourse, but just as a sanitary thing,
nothing wrong.
Why not?
Yeah, with having extra precautions.
Just because, you know.
There you go.
Sometimes.
Things happen.
A little pain streak.
God, that's really...
Just saying.
And thanks for listening.
I'm just saying, like, think about it. Like,
things happen. Things happen. It's not a gay thing, not a straight thing. Things just happen. It's a biological thing.
Exactly. And you should...
Bodies are bodies.
And I do, I mean, like I said, I do feel hypocritical, you know, being like, you should use a condom when I know there have been times that I haven't used a fucking condom. But I try.
It happens.
I try. But I do feel like there's a whole generation of people who just don't even consider it.
Yeah.
So, guys, wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Protect yourself.
Fuck smarter and harder.
Yeah. And I just feel,
ooh,
I don't know.
Like, copyright
I think especially, maybe because I do top a little more often. Mm-hmm. I guess for me, if I'm going to bottom, it's always like, I just like want to make sure everything's okay back there.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Lay the towel down and work on it.
Exactly.
All right, you guys.
This has been a very interesting episode. You're welcome.
That is the end of another episode of the Rich, Rich, and Westifer Show. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. I'm at Westifer.
I'm drinking wine. I'm at RichieRich909.
And we would love to hear from you on iTunes. So please subscribe and give us a 5-star rating and review.
Yes, please do.
Because anything that you say in a 5-star review, we will repeat on our next podcast.
Good, bad, or anything in between.
Exactly. All right, until next time. Bye.
Good night.